Canada's Sea to Sky Highway sees record weekend of excessive speeding. A record-breaking weekend on Canada's Sea to Sky Highway saw drivers ignoring police warnings and still exceeding speed limits by as much as 50 miles per hour. The BC Highway Patrol's month-long high-risk driving campaign resulted in a significant number of violations and impounds, with 66 vehicles being taken off the road due to excessive speeding. This marked a new record for the long weekend, surpassing previous records set during Labor Day weekend in 2025. The Sea to Sky Highway is a popular destination for commuters, tourists, and motorcyclists alike, attracting drivers who often push their limits. Despite police presence and warning signs, many motorists chose to drive at speeds well above the posted limit, with some even exceeding 80 kilometers per hour over the limit. This raises questions about the effectiveness of enforcement efforts and whether drivers are truly aware of the risks. The BC Highway Patrol's high-risk driving campaign aimed to raise awareness about the dangers of excessive speeding and the consequences of ignoring warning signs. However, it appears that despite these efforts, many drivers still chose to drive recklessly, highlighting the need for continued education and enforcement. One corporal noted that even with highway signs specifically warning motorists that police were ahead, drivers still managed to exceed speed limits by significant margins. This suggests that while awareness may be present, there is still a disconnect between knowing about the risks and actually changing behavior. The issue of excessive speeding is not new, but the numbers are alarming. 33 vehicles were impounded on Sunday alone, with 66 vehicles being taken off the road due to speeding over the long weekend. This marks a significant increase in enforcement efforts, highlighting the need for continued vigilance and education. Excessive speeding is a common factor in fatal crash investigations, and the BC Highway Patrol's efforts aim to remove offenders from the road. However, if numbers continue to climb despite increased enforcement, it may indicate that there is still work to be done in changing driver behavior. The BC Highway Patrol's success in documenting excessive speeding incidents may be due in part to increased awareness and education campaigns. However, if enforcement efforts are not being matched with changes in behavior, then the issue of excessive speeding remains a pressing concern. Ultimately, the question remains whether drivers are truly aware of the risks associated with excessive speeding and are willing to change their behavior. The BC Highway Patrol's efforts aim to educate and enforce, but it will be up to individual drivers to make the necessary changes.